In our last session, we discussed Rabbeinu Gershon's stance on certain communal matters, specifically economic issues. Rabbeinu Gershon, the great Ashkenazi leader in the end of the 10th, beginning of the 11th century, ruled that the middleman between a Jew and a non-Jew does not pose an interest problem, a ribis problem, if he is the broker between a loan between a Jew and a non-Jew. Another, we're going to discuss another major communal issue that he dealt with, and that was converts. Jews who convert to Christianity, can they return to Judaism, and how do we view these individuals? So there's a tshuva by Rashi, Siman Aleph, that says the following. Tshuvas Rabbeinu Shlomo min ha-mishpachos ha-mizgaros zo bezo b'cherufim v'ganaim. There are these families that were cursing each other out and saying not nice things about each other. V'kafatz acher v'hiskir lo shenitma b'mei hashmad. And one of them jumped up and said the other one became impure, became assimilated during times of religious persecution. He converted. And the other one said back, you're not allowed to mention this because there is a decree that you cannot say that. But it wasn't known who made this decree. So Rabbeinu Gershon issued a decree that anyone who mentions someone's past is put in excommunication. So obviously this was an issue, and he felt very strongly that we should welcome back someone who comes back to Judaism with open arms, and it's forbidden to mention the past by penalty of nidui, the penalty of excommunication. There's a major question about how do we view Kohanim, who convert to Christianity and then return to Judaism. So, Machzor Vitri, that's Rav Simcha Vitri, he is the Talmud, one of the major Talmidim of Rashi. Rashi was two generations behind Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon's students were Rashi's teachers, and Rashi's student, one of his students was the Rav Simcha Vitri. So in this Machzor Mivitri, in this sitter, it's a sitter and a commentary by Rav Simcha Vitri, Siman Kuf Chav Hei. So he writes this letter, and the letter is from Gershom ben Rav Yehuda. It's from Rabbeinu Gershom. And this is a tshuva l'sho'ali al Esa Kohen shenishtamed v'asa tshuva. It's about a Kohen who became a Christian and he did tshuva. Roy Lisa Kapav, he's allowed to duchen. Felikros Bator Tchilo Lo, he's allowed to read from the Torah first. In other words, is he allowed to get the first aliyah? So Rabbeinu Gershom writes that came and just a tshuva ra'oi lalos leduchen v'lisos kapav. Once he does tshuva, so he's allowed to duchen, he's allowed to do the siyas kapayim. And he says, based on the pasuk, Navi shuvu alai v'shuvu aleichem, return to me and I'll return to you, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he says, listen, there's no raya mina mikra v'lo mina mishnah l'poslo from Tanakh, from the Mishnah, to invalidate him. And he says that there is an assistance from the mikra, from the pasuk, from the Torah, not to invalidate him. Because what does the Torah say? Lo sonu ishes amiso. You're not allowed to oppress your friend. Bodasak dvarm kasabadabra. This even refers to onas dvarm, verbal abuse. And an example of this in the Mishnah is Ketzad, imhoya bal tshuva lo yomar lo zechor maasech harishodim. If he's a bal tshuva, you shouldn't tell him, oh, I remember how you were before you were a bal tshuva. And says Rabbeinu Gershom, im tomar lo yala leduchem leikro b'tor tchila, if you don't allow this kohen to duchen or to get the first aliyah, ein lecha onog dol b'zu, there's no greater verbal abuse, oppression than this, because obviously you're saying that this person is no good by not giving him the first aliyah. Or Balegim Duchen, and he writes further, Va'od nimseis at merapi dem shel Balei Tshuva. You're also weakening the hands of Balei Tshuva, because why are they going to come back if they're going to be so embarrassed when they come back? You want to encourage people to return. So this was a significant position by Rabbeinu Gershom. And it should be noted that this was a change from the prior position. There's a tshuva by Rav Natradai Gaon in the era of the Gaonim, obviously before Rabbeinu Gershom. And he writes, Ushashaltem Kohen Shenishtamed V'chazer Bo Ola Duchen V'kor B'tor T'chilalo. Asked the very same question, Kohen, who converted to Christianity and then returned, can he Duchen and can he get the first Aliyah? So here Rav Natronai Gaon writes that he can be a regular Yisrael, but to Duchen or to read from the Torah first, so there's a certain Mila that requires a certain heightened status, elevated status. And someone who was Machalo Kedushaso Shel Aaron, someone profaned the Kedusha of Aaron, so Imkor Bator Tchila Yeshchila Lator B'Kach, if you let him get the Aliyah, the first Aliyah, you're profaning the Torah. Because Sheyomer Yisrael, because the Jews, Yisrael is going to say, Anu Omdim Mechesko Seinu Ubali Mitzvos, we remained Torah observant. V'zeh peiras v'pakar v'yotzeh min haklal. Achshav shechal shelo deyo sheyeh kamo seinu. This guy who converted and now he's coming back, well, he should be a higher level than us. So Rav Natronai Gaon was did not have the same view that the Kohen can get the first Aliyah, can get Kohen Aliyah, the Kohen's Aliyah. The Rambam, and he all similarly, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tfila, Perek Tesvav Halacha Gimel. The Kohen Sha'avat Kochavim, Bain Ba'onis Bain Bishkaga. A Kohen who worshipped idols, whether he did so intentionally or by force or unintentionally. Afal Pi Sha'asa Tshuva, even though he repented, Enonos His Kapav La'olam, he cannot duchen at all. And he says, Ubracha, and I'm sorry, and then he says, V'chein Kohen Sha'hemir La'akav, also a Kohen who became a Christian, Afal Pisha Chazerbo, even though he returned, Eidenosis Kap of La'olam, he can't duchen either. Now, so you have this debate here between the Rambam, who says he can't duchen, the Tur in Siman, in Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Chav Ches, he cites the Rambam, who says he can't duchen, and he cites Rashi, who says that he can, and Rashi's following Rabbeinu Gershom, his Rebbe's Rebbe. And the Torah also cites Rav Natronai Gaon, who says that he can't get Kohen, because that's a Chil Hashem, and so we have this major debate here. And so how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Mumar la'avodos kochavim lo yisos kapav, Mumar for idolatry cannot duchen, like the Rambam. V'yeshomim shimasa tshuva noseis kapav. But some say that if he does tshuva, he can duchen. So the Shulchan Aruch cites both opinions. V'cheinikar, says the Ramah. The Ramah says, passages like Rashi, who followed Rabbeinu Gershom's communal enactment, that a Kohen who went off the Derech and converted to Christianity and returned, he is allowed to duchen. Shulchan Aruch continues, and he says, V'imnenas l'divri akol nosei kapav. But if he was forced, according to everyone, he can duchen. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that even the Rambam would agree to this. Why? Because when it comes, if you read the Rambam very carefully, the Rambam writes that a Kohen who is Oved Avodah Zarah, who actually worships Avodah Zarah, so then he writes, Bein Be'onus Bein Mishkaga, even by force, even if he does tshuva, he can't duchen. And then he says, V'chein Kohen Sheheimer La'akum. So that means if he accepts, Jesus as his God, so that's only if what? That's only if it's intentional. So in a case where you convert to Christianity and you just accept their God as your God by force, so that the Rambam says, and even the Rambam would agree, says the Mishnah Berurah, that, or that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds, that everyone holds that he can duchen. So bottom line, though, is that Rabbeinu Gershom really changed the landscape here. It's not really clear before him what would happen if you convert to a different religion. Can you return and how you're treated? And there was a strong tradition within Ashkenazi Jewry, Rabbeinu Gershom, followed by Rashi and Rav Simcha Vitri, and eventually coming down all the way into the realm of Paskins, that we want to encourage people to convert to Christianity to return. And this was a significant communal position by Rabbeinu Gershom about Jews who converted to Christianity, allowing them to return, which was significant in his days, but even more significant as the years went on, and certainly after the First Crusades in 1096, when many Jews converted to Christianity, or some Jews converted, and many of them wanted to return.